Hi, I'm Adrienne, and Joel, my co-author, and I are both on the Chrome security team. One of the things that our team is responsible for is browser security warnings in Chrome. That was intentional. Like, five people pointed at me. I mean for it to go black. Don't worry. So one of the things that our team is responsible for is browser security warnings, including the HTTPS error warning. And that's what I'm going to be talking about today, the HTTPS error warning. This is an important warning because it notifies browser users when someone or something on the network is interfering with their browser's ability to make a valid and secure HTTPS connection to a website. So about, I think 3 years ago now, a group of us, including many people in this room, like Sunny, started looking into how we could improve the warnings, including the HTTPS error warning. We looked at lots and lots of things. We looked at the color of the warning, we looked at the images, we looked at the layout, et cetera. And some of these things have definitely improved the warning, but we stumbled on something very surprising, something that's actually invisible, that has a huge impact on how people react to warnings. And that's browser storage policies for security decisions. So what's a storage policy in this context? So when someone clicks through an HTTPS warning, the browser needs to decide how long that decision should be saved for. So Alice goes to a website on, let's say, yesterday, example.com. And she sees a warning on example.com and decides to click through it because she perceived it to be a false alarm. Now Alice goes back to that website this morning. Should she see an error again? Should she see a warning again? The browser has a choice. It can either respect her decision from yesterday, or it can warn her anew about the danger. And whether the browser decides to show a warning again, or for how long it saves her decision, is what I'm talking about today and calling a storage policy. Now, I know, admittedly, storage policies aren't necessarily the most glamorous-sounding aspect of warning research. There is nothing visual about it, but we did find that it actually matters a whole lot. And I'm hoping that today I can convince you all that storage policies matter a lot and are interesting. And the way we looked at this is through a long-running field trial in Chrome, looking at how people respond to different types of storage policies. But before we get to the experiment, I want to try to give you the intuition as to why storage policies can matter so much. All right, so Alice is revisiting this website, and Chrome is detecting that there is a problem with the connection. There are two possible situations that are occurring here. One is that Alice is actually experiencing a real attack. This could take many forms. Let's say maybe an ISP trying to inject advertisements, or it could be something more nefarious than that. If this is the case, the safest course of action for Chrome to take is for Chrome to forget the decision as soon as possible. Let's warn Alice again so that Alice has the opportunity to get back into a safe state. On the other hand, there's also a really good chance that it's a false alarm, or at least a perceived false alarm. And if that's the case, then really we should save Alice's decision for as long as possible. We don't want to annoy her by showing her the same warning over and over again, and every time she's like, yes, I know, my university has this page set up wrong, and you know, it's just getting frustrated every time she sees it. Now, the problem here is that in the moment, Chrome doesn't know which it is. Chrome doesn't know if it's a real attack or a false alarm. If Chrome knew that in the moment, we wouldn't show it, right, if it were a false alarm. And there's a different, an opposite course of action to take depending on whether it's a real attack or a false alarm. With this challenge in mind, we're stuck. Which storage policy should Chrome use? Should we remember for a short period of time, a long period of time, or something in between? We started off by trying to see if there was a consensus in existing literature or among other browsers as to which option Chrome should take. What we found was that there's very little prior research on the topic, and also there wasn't any clear industry consensus. This shows a survey of what different browsers were doing at the time when we looked. Four browsers, including Chrome, would save decisions per session, which means until the browser restarts. I know many of you probably have very long-running sessions, technical people tend to do, but the average user's session lasts less than a day. People tend to restart their computers, restart their browser every day. So four browsers had that behavior, but on the other hand, Two browsers would permanently save your decision, meaning once you've clicked through a warning, you're never going to see it again for that website and error combination unless you dig down deep somewhere in settings. And Firefox is interesting because saving it forever is their default, but on a per-site basis, you can choose to only save it for the session. UC Mini avoids this problem by not letting you click through their warnings at all, so there's no decision to save because you just can't ever make a decision. So they've erred on the side of keeping you safe. With the lack of a clear industry consensus, we instead decided to try to define our own policy, where we felt that a good policy would reduce the cost of a mistake, as well as reduce the number of false alarms that users experience. When I say reduce the cost of a mistake, I'm referring to the fact that if a user makes an incorrect decision in the face of a real attack, they shouldn't be permanently vulnerable to that attacker. This does matter. There are places and situations where people might actually be under a state of persistent attack for a long period of time. And so it would actually be helpful if the browser could forget and remind them of their decision. But on the other hand, we also want to reduce the number of false alarms. You may have heard of the false alarm effect before, and the idea is that if people see warnings over and over again, particularly ones that they believe to be false alarms, then the warning grows less credible in their mind. And this is a problem because basically it means that we're annoying users over and over again, and then when they do encounter a real warning, they might not notice it because they've become so accustomed to seeing perceived false alarms. With these constraints in mind, we decided to run an experiment to see how people react to different storage policies in Chrome. We ran a large-scale, multi-month, randomized and controlled field study in Chrome, where Chrome users were randomly put into six different groups. Sorry, a small fraction of Chrome users were randomly put into six different groups. The first group is the one we treated as a control, which is the current Chrome behavior at the time of storing a decision for an HTTPS error for the session. We also tried longer policies like 1 day, 3 days, 1 week, 1 month, and 3 months. So users were sorted into these three groups. I'm sorry, into these six groups. Then we sort of gave the experiment a warm-up period of 3 months so that people in all groups had had time for things to expire. And after the end of that, we then measured several things over the course of 28 days, in which we recorded 1.6 million warning impressions. The first statistic that we recorded for these impressions is something we call the adherence rate. The adherence rate is the rate at which people heed the warning's advice, meaning the rate at which people say, see the warning, and then don't go to the website. Ideally, we want the adherence rate to be high. A high adherence rate means that we're convincing people that there really is a problem and they shouldn't go through to the website. And we also hypothesized going into this that the longer the storage policy, the higher the adherence rate would be, because we're showing people fewer perceived false alarms in the process. And that is, in fact, what we ended up seeing. So you can see here that as the length of the storage period increases from less than a day, which is what a session is, to 3 months, the adherence rate increases by almost 19 percentage points, which is huge. It's a really, really big difference between the session policy and the three-month policy. We didn't just look at the adherence rate, though. For the flip side of the coin, we also looked at the regret rate. The regret rate is the rate at which people change their minds about a warning, meaning they saw a warning, they decided to click through it, and then as soon as it expired, the next time they encountered it, they chose not to proceed through it. The reason we call this regret is because we interpret this, at least at scale, to mean that people change their minds about whether it was really a false alarm. And if you see a high regret rate, it's indicative that maybe we should have forgotten earlier, because now people are no longer proceeding through it, and we could have protected them more if we had pulled that time period in to be a little shorter. So ideally, we should have a low regret rate. And what we see here is that the regret rate is lowest for the short time periods, like a session or a day, and highest for the three-month type time period. And what this means is that both adherence and the regret rate are positively correlated with the length of the storage policy. This is unfortunate because what we really want is we want the adherence rate to go up and the regret rate to go down. But that's not what we found. So somehow we have to make a decision as to what the policy is, balancing both of these constraints. This shows that same graph, but numerically. If we had been optimizing just for adherence, we would have chosen the three-month policy with a 75% adherence rate. But take a look at the bottom row. What this is showing you is the difference in the regret rate between the control, which for us was the session-based policy, and the three-month policy. The three-month policy adds almost a 10-point increase in regret rate. And we decided that that was above our comfort threshold. We didn't think that was acceptable. After discussing it, we decided that about a 5-point increase in the regret rate would be acceptable. And the time period with the highest adherence rate within that bound was the 1-week period with a 69.8% adherence rate. So 1 week is the time period that we chose. And in fact, it was deployed as of last September for all Chrome users. The default time period is now 1 week. It's actually working really well in practice. I mentioned that the experiment was for a small fraction of Chrome users. When we look at it for all Chrome users, we see that there's about a 70% adherence rate in practice. And the regret rate hit actually was a little lower than we predicted from the experiment. I'd also like to quickly mention that in the name of safety and user expectations, we also clear decisions under a few other circumstances besides just 1 week passing. The user has the ability to explicitly ask to forget a decision. If you click on the broken lock that shows up, once you've clicked through an interstitial, there's a button there to take you back to a safe state that clears everything out. Also, if the user clears their browsing history for a given website, we assume that they don't want to remember their decision for that website either. And last, if a client sees a valid certificate chain, we forget that there was previously an incorrect certificate chain saved for that website. The idea here is that means, you know, like, okay, so on day one, there's an error on the website. Day three, there's no more error. Well, either there was a mistake with the website that was transient, or there really was an attack on day one. Either way, we should be in the clear to clear the decision. As I mentioned, we were actually surprised by the outcome of this experiment. We didn't expect to see such a large difference between the storage policies. And there were four main lessons or four main takeaways that we came away with after doing this work. The first is that storage policies can have a very large effect on adherence, a huge effect in the scheme of things. 19 points is really, really big to us. And I want to give a little context looking at prior studies to explain why. We previously ran a bunch of experiments where we were trying out different images, like a policeman or a traffic light, et cetera. As you can see here in purple, those all yielded about the same adherence rate. There was a few percentage point difference between them. And that was a large visible UI change. Later, when we did a complete overhaul, we looked at the text, at the buttons, the color scheme, everything. And our best performing condition, the one that we ended up launching, yielded a 25-point increase in adherence. And then, looking at the different session policies, we can see up to a 19-point increase in adherence, depending on which one we chose. And this blows my mind. Like, we spent months and months of work on user research, changing what the UI looked like, and we got almost as big a boost in adherence by changing the storage policy. So 19 points is a really big deal. Another thing we discovered from running this experiment is that storage policies likely account for all the difference we were seeing between Chrome and Firefox adherence rates for this error. There was kind of a 4-year standing mystery that this ended up solving, which is that back in 2012, we learned from our counterparts at Mozilla that their adherence rate at the time for this warning was 70%, and ours was 30% in Chrome. So something was making Firefox's warnings much more compelling. And we were trying really hard to figure out what it was. The first thing we did was we actually just copied, with their permission, the Firefox UI from their warning and put it in Chrome. Like, we directly copied it, and a small fraction of users saw that instead. And although that partially closed the gap, there was still a huge gap between the adherence rate for the Firefox warning in Chrome and the Firefox warning in Firefox, which we found really puzzling. Then, after our complete overhaul of the UI, although again the adherence rate rose, it was still lower than Firefox's. And in retrospect, after looking at the results of this storage policy experiment, we now understand why. Firefox's storage policy was by default to save decisions permanently, whereas Chrome was per session. We now know that longer storage policies like Firefox's yield higher adherence rates. When we switch Chrome to the 1 week policy, our adherence rate is now about the same as Firefox's, and if we were to choose a longer policy, it would actually be higher. So this sort of solved a mystery for us and also tells us that if you want to compare adherence between different types of warning UI, you have to control for the storage policy if people are able to see repeated exposures. And this applies probably in the lab as well as when you're looking at large-scale field studies like this. A third thing we found that I'm not going to delve into now is that storage policies are confusing. We ran a Mechanical Turk and Google Consumer Surveys asking people how they thought Chrome's storage policy worked and how they wanted it to work. And honestly, people didn't really have strong opinions and didn't really know. And that's not too surprising. It isn't really explained anywhere. But it does raise an open question. Should people have to care about this? Should people have to know? And if they should care, if they should know, how do we tell them? You know, we don't really want to add more text to the warning. And it kind of takes a while to explain this to pretty much anyone. So, you know, I'm pretty happy with the decision we made, but I think there is still room for looking at how we could explain storage policies to people if that needs to be done. And last, I really hope to convince the people in this room and other browser vendors that storage policies are worth studying. We looked at many trade-offs, right? You know, we chose the 1 week time period because we thought it best balanced adherence and regret. But I can imagine someone else making a different decision using different guiding principles. And maybe there are things that we should be looking at besides just adherence and regret. Maybe there are other metrics or other ways of getting at the concepts of a false alarm rate and the cost of a mistake. There might be other cool things to do with personalization or looking at the reputation of the website, that kind of thing. So if any of you here have ideas, I would love to hear them. I would also love to see if other people run experiments in this area. We would definitely listen to and take into account experiments there. Thank you very much, and I hope I've made at least some of you a little bit excited about browser storage policies.